I'm standing in the kitchens at Le Manoir with Gary Jones, who is going to show me the right way to make a chicken liver parfait. And I'm hoping, Gary, that when I get home, I'm going to make my own housewife's version of fine dining. So that for those of us who can't actually make it to Le Manoir this weekend for supper or for lunch, we can recreate something of what you're making here. What's really important when you're making a chicken liver parfait?
The ingredients, the quality of the ingredients, really, really important. That you've got great quality chicken liver, really, really important. If you can get it from an organic bird, that's great. But go and see your butcher and ask him for the best possible quality you can find.
And what ingredients do we need to include?
We've got shallots in there, we've got butter, a little bit of thyme. We've got alcohol in there, which is port and Madeira, which is a reduction. And we've got that reduction on the stove here now. You can see what we've got here is the shallots, the thyme. Sweat it off first to sweeten them up a little bit. And then we're adding the alcohol and we're just going to bring that down. So all of those flavours are infusing together.
That looks absolutely fantastic. And that that's all bubbling away here. You can hear this bubbling. I'm going to have a taste. We've got port and Madeira. Here we are. Hang on. That tastes already. The smell. Oh, that's really sweet. That's delicious.
The port and the Madeira. And the important stage is that you do sweat those onions and the garlic off, because the raw onion flavour, you don't want that at all.
So important to cook the onions from start. Because I've stepped in here sort of halfway through, and that's created quite a sweet bubbling liquid here. And we've got the thyme sitting in there infusing the flavours in.
That's right, yeah. So the thyme's in there. All of those flavours are working together. The most important thing is you lose that raw onion or garlic flavour, because that will permeate the thing and it'll be it would last too long on the palate, that flavour. You want the smooth richness of the livers to be prominent more so than the garlic. So sweat the garlic down in a little bit of butter slowly. This is a stage where you take your time over and then add the alcohol and reduce it fast.
So how long is this going to be bubbling away on here? So we've sauteed the shallots off, and then we've added the Madeira, and then we've dropped in the port, and then we've dropped in the thyme, and we're leaving this to bubble away. Probably 15, 20 minutes in a domestic kitchen.
Yeah, 15 minutes I would say. But this one here is just about ready, because you can taste the alcohol is burnt off.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's ready now.